This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The government funding package recently signed into law includes a number of healthcare provisions. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports that includes improving language services.
Non-English speakers are getting more options for telehealth services in a language they can understand. Angel Merilos is with Colorado's Libra Initiative, a grassroots group that engages with the Latino community. Merilos' group advocated for the bipartisan measure that passed this week, saying telehealth has been an equalizer.
But it's only as useful as if people are able to understand what they're able to receive from telehealth.
Merilos adds better understanding can help improve health outcomes and reduce costs related to medical errors. The health package also included reforms to drive down prescription drug prices and reauthorize several programs, including those that address preterm birth. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A child younger than five from outside the Denver area has died from flu. With more, here's CPR's John Daly.
A state health department spokesperson confirmed the fourth pediatric death due to influenza since October. A vaccine protects against flu, but rates are low in Colorado, including among children. That's the most flu deaths in children recorded in Colorado since the season the coronavirus pandemic hit in 2019-2020. Two of the deaths have been in children younger than five from outside Metro Denver. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Really warm and mostly clear again today and through the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.